Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Thank you for joining us today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're looking at verse number 15, where we read, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. It's so amazing as we look at the psalmist, how determined he was to grow in the things of God, where he says, I will, really speaks a lot to us about their determination, not only on his life, but what our life should be like. Are we determined to keep God's word? Are we setting forth to know the Lord and to grow in the things of God? We should be. Because in doing so, our lives will be blessed. Our life will grow, and we'll be able to enjoy not only our relationship with the Lord, but our relationships with each other. Certainly, we know of Jesus that he does hold the keys to life, to abundant life, eternal life. And he said, I will. What was he wanting to do this day? He says, I will meditate in thy precepts. How important it is to understand what the word meditation really means. It simply means the things that we'll think about. You know, and really, it is to think on these things. On what things? He was thinking on God's precepts and God's words and what it meant to him. You know, sometimes it's really hard. I think in our society, it's hard to take time to meditate on God's word because we live in such a noisy society. It seems like from the moment I wake up all the way through until my head hits the pillow, there's something that's trying to pull me away from the things of God and buying for my attention from the cell phone ringing, the TV being on, when I get in the car, the radio blasting, all kinds of things that could get our attention. And nowadays, we have different devices where we can watch the internet on our phone, our tablets, and you know it, we're a busy people. And really, a lot of the busyness is just simply noise that wants to pull our attention away from the things of God. But he made a determination in his life to set aside time to meditate on God's word. You know, I find nowadays that a lot of times as I get in the car, I'll just simply shut the music off or shut the news off or whatever I might normally be listening to take time to pray, to take time to think about God's word and what I was reading maybe earlier in the morning. How important it is for us to meditate on God's word. You know, a thing I find it's interesting, in the first psalm, Psalm number 1, verse 1, we read the psalmist says, and this is David, he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Otherwise, he's not taking his advice from the world or the things of the world, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, notice, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is your delight in this day? Is your delight in God's word? And he says about God's word in the law, he says, in his law does he meditate day and night. So he's saying that the blessed man is the one that's going to think about, that's going to meditate on God's word. I find also the beauty of meditating on God's word, James picks it up. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 25, he says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, he says, the one who takes time to look into, to pay attention to the law of liberty. And he says, and then continues in it. Otherwise, it's more than just taking a casual look at God's word, but somebody that's actually going to allow God's word to be applied to their lives, and he's going to continue in it. He says, and he, being not a forgetful hearer, otherwise just take a glance at it and walk away and start living your life after your old ways. He says, but a doer of the work, otherwise a doer of God's word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds and all that he does. And so the key here that we're seeing is in the continuing and us doing the things of God and following after the things of the Lord. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32, it says, and you should know the truth. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How does that happen? Well, Jesus said about himself, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. The things that set us free, the things that set us free in a place where we can come to the Father and we can be brought into fellowship with the Father is the truth that Jesus Christ is the means by which our lives are brought into relationship with the Father. See, it's important for us to understand the grace of God, that God sent His only Son, His only begotten Son, to die for us. And He says, if we, whosoever believeth, if we simply put our faith in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the perfect law of liberty. And that's what He was encouraging us to continue in James's writing in James chapter 1, verse 25, is continuing in the grace of God, the fact that God loves us. In the Gospel of John chapter 13, we read where Jesus says, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. He says, if you know this truth, He says, now you need to kick it into gear. You need to start doing them and living them within your life. So the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 15, he says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And that word, respect, is this Hebrew word, napat. Really, all that word means is to look intently at. As we mentioned earlier, it wasn't just a casual, you know what, I'll just go to church on Sunday and maybe make it to occasional midweek study. But rather, he was allowing it to affect his daily life. And he was paying attention to what God's word had to say. He says, when I respect unto thy way. And that's important. Even as he said earlier, thy precepts, and now he's saying thy ways. The ways of men will always end up empty. The philosophies of men are like a big old cloud that you see up there that looks like, oh, wow, it might be a rain cloud, but when it comes over, it has no moisture. It doesn't burst fruit. It doesn't bring forth the rain. And that's what the philosophies of this world has to offer. They just cannot deliver, but God's word can. It will bring you to the place where you know the Father and you're brought into fellowship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. And the means by which He does it is through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we can know of God's grace. May we this day meditate on the things of God. May we choose, like the psalmist says, I will meditate. It's my prayer that you will think about God's grace and God's love, and your heart will be overwhelmed with it. Bring us all to the place of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the fact that we've been brought into fellowship with the Father through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Father, we just pray, Lord, I just pray that we would make that decision even this day to think about you, to spend time meditating about you, enjoying our fellowship that we have with you. And Lord, I just pray, even as John tells us, as we walk in the light, as we walk in the truth of your word, he says that we'll have fellowship one with another. And I just pray that's what we will do this day, that we will walk in the truth of your word. So we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.